This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
K&C Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan from the 214. How can I get a late shout out to me, my fiance? We get married in 2 weeks, and Kevin said he wouldn't come to our wedding. I recall this very specifically.
Is it because it's not a weekday wedding?
No, I was like, we'll be in the midst of waiting for the baby. I just don't know. I've been trying to not make plans, so I have to cancel those plans.
You should wear a tuxedo on Monday.
Okay, all right.
For Noah.
That is, I'm sure he would really appreciate
really
that.
Really dressed to the nines. So then when you're holding Noah for the first time, you're in a tux.
Oh, man, that is actually, that's a pretty smart bit right there. All right, now, reckless, potentially borderline ridiculous NFL predictions, because I was reading an article in the Big Lead, and they made two bold predictions, and I actually...
Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would be a very potentially ridiculous, perhaps absurd prediction. I actually don't know if I think that one of their predictions is absurd. The other one I think is absurd. The Arizona Cardinals will finish last in the NFC West.
You think that one's absurd?
I do think that's absurd. If you decide that Geno Smith or Drew Lock is your quarterback, I think you have decided your season is over.
Yeah, I agree. Although there is part of me that's thinking about getting DK Metcalf, even though I know better. I'm like, I know better than to take DK Metcalf.
This is the year.
It's not the year.
Man, Reggie.
Puts it all together.
But I will say this. Sometimes those great wide receivers still figure out a way to get numbers in those situations.
And the other one, Corey, I do not believe you will think is absurd whatsoever. The Indianapolis Colts will play in the AFC Championship game.
I would be... Listen, it's difficult to get to the AFC Championship game. But I do think that you're not going to see for the Colts to get into the playoffs, they have to beat the Jaguars at the end of the season and then the fall apart. That's not going to happen, I don't think, with Matt Ryan. I think Matt Ryan is a quality quarterback with something left. Maybe it's the Stafford thing where it's just the right team, just the right quarterback.
I'll definitely admit if I'm wrong about that.
But I'm really, that's where I am. If they play in the AFC Championship game, that would be a pretty special thing because it's difficult to win in the playoffs.
Now, we asked for your predictions. I want to know if y'all have any as well. And some of these they're pretty fascinating, and we're getting a lot, so I'm sorry I did not catch the number right here. Mike Tomlin will have his first losing season, and that person said they were a Steelers fan.
Wow, that could be, is that too far out there to consider? Because
I don't think
Tomlin
so.
Tomlin doesn't do that.
I mean, I was going to say they have a quarterback problem, but I guess they're probably at least equal or upgraded from last year's quarterback.
That's right.
Yeah. But supposedly Mitchell Trubisky has also looked just god-awful in training camp.
I am shocked, honestly.
In his fifth or sixth year in the NFL, he's not good now?
Yeah, who would have guessed?
Usually they say after 4 years of bad play, the fifth year's the lucky one.
Now, I think that you just made that up, but their division, they could catch a break because I think the Bengals will be good again. I think the Ravens will be better. But, I mean, Cleveland could be terrible or subpar for sure. So they might catch a break in that. But I think it is reasonable to project that Mike Tomlin will have his first losing season.
I'm trying to find the exact number here because I really want to know where he might stand, but my wild prediction is that Josh Allen breaks the single season all-purpose quarterback's yards number this year. I don't know what that is, but I want to know who has the most whether it's passing and running together, even add in his receiving yards.
I think that's a good bit because I bet you the answer is not that much higher than the passing answer. Because, like, if you look at the quarterbacks who are at the top of the heap of most singular passing yards, there's a lot of slow-footed people in that list. So I think that is an interesting point.
Because, like, the all-purpose leader of all time is 2011 Darren Sproles at 2696. Like, Josh Allen can do that in throwing alone. So I want to see if he can get to like that 5,000 number. And
that does not count. That is for a non-quarterback.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if he can get to that 5,000 number and rushing and adding like a, 500 yards rushing, like, where would that put him? So I want to see what that is.
From the 469, Baker Mayfield will finish as a top 10 quarterback this season. All right. Hold on just 1 second, Mike. Let me ask you this. If by every metric, wins and losses, yards, touchdowns, he's like top 10, will you believe he's a top 10 quarterback? Because it's probably unfair, but I think if he even accomplishes all those things, I'll be like, probably not.
I guess if he does all those and the Carolina Panthers go 11-6 and make the playoffs, then you can maybe consider him a top 10 quarterback.
But I think it's highly unlikely. However, we did ask for your borderline ridiculous prediction, so that's a good one.
Borderline ridiculous prediction.
Carolina Panthers win it all.
Stop it.
The Beatles and Jesus arrive at Red Rocks, and then so does Antonio Brown, and he then becomes the leading receiver for Russell Wilson. Cortland Sutton and Judy are non-existent on the team, but the two of them end up have been the best duo in the league.
What happens with that Denver team then?
They go to Red Rocks and enjoy the concerts.
Okay. Do they have success as a team?
And the Beatles.
And also,
what do we do with John Lennon and
Jesus?
John, Paul, Ringo.
George
Harrison. Mm-hmm. What do we do with those two guys?
Well, Antonio Brown will replace one of them, at least. Probably both of
them.
He's
like, I can take all three roles.
And was he just stealing Kanye's bit when Kanye was like, I'm jealous of the concert goers because they get to see me, Kanye?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But he's tight with Kanye, though. So, like, that's one of the things going on there. That is two egos just loving life.
Why does that not surprise me? From the 682, the Jags will win 7 games. That would be a heck of a jump up for them. Your Trevor Lawrence products would probably go up.
I'm looking at 6-11 this year when I look at what I think the Jaguars can do. So anything over 6, I think, is a hell of a season for them. That being said,
on the flip side, anything below 6,
yeah, I think
stalled out.
I think, yeah, you go 5-12, and I'm like, dang it, like they're still a long way away. You know what's interesting is how you've licked your fingers multiple times in this segment, but then you wipe them with your napkin. So then I don't get it. So why would you lick your fingers but then wipe them with a napkin? But I'll move on. As that irritates the hell out of me, and I can't not say it, sorry, people who get mad at that, is I think that the Jaguars are going to be 6-11, but still I don't think even 7-10, I don't think is going to excite people for the next year.
Which is surprising, because that is a gigantic jump, and I think it should. And
I think Cincinnati kind of ruined it for, like, if a team makes the jump from to 7-10, like, well, yeah, but Joe Burrow just took his team to the Super Bowl.
You didn't go to the Super Bowl, so now I'm out on that. I like this one. Now we're getting to the crazy predictions that I think have Cowboys fans excited. Diggs will intercept at least 8 passes and catch 2 touchdowns. Now, my question about that is that 2 offensive touchdowns?
I think so.
Then?
I think that's what they're saying.
Not catch the ball and run it back for a pick 6, and that doesn't count?
This is one of those, Kevin, where you keep saying line them up out there and throw to them every time.
Yeah.
And then don't throw to them in the big situation.
They'll have no idea what to do.
I think they're just like, these are the 2 times where nobody is expecting him to get the ball. They're like, they're not throwing to him. Just put the 3rd corner on him. He goes out there and toasts him.
Will there ever be another Deion Sanders in that the way the Cowboys used him?
I do. Mike, you saw Diggs up close. He's not built like Deion. Deion seemed trimmer. And as, like, for me, Diggs looks like a bigger guy. And, like, he looks like he could play safety.
Right, and Diggs isn't fast. I'm not saying he's slow. He's not.
He's smooth.
Like, Deion was arguably the fastest player in the NFL. In 1995, you had a cornerback who was also the fastest player in the NFL. No receiver was faster than him. So you could do some things where you're like, just run fast. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the play, Deion. Run fast. And Troy's going to try to throw it to you down the field. It worked in the Super Bowl for a play. So I don't know when people make this Diggs thing. I know they're having fun with it, and I know we have fun with it. But, I mean, Diggs doesn't show any capabilities. Hell, his own coach in college who recruited him is like, I don't think you're going to be a receiver, dude.
Mm-hmm.
In college, he's like, I don't think you can be like your brother.
Or did he say, you're going to be a better cornerback than you will receive? I think that's the way that he said it. Yeah. You're going to be better at this.
For sure.
And we need this.
I don't know if he would have really found the field at Alabama when you look at all the receivers that were there during his time, whether it's Henry Ruggs, Jerry Jeudy, keep going down the list. And I just think that if he can't compete with those guys in Alabama, he probably, after not doing it for 4 or 5 years, can't compete in the NFL as one.
From the 817, my bold, potentially ridiculous prediction, Stafford has lingering elbow issues and the Rams miss the playoffs. Now, that would reshape kind of what some people are anticipating, especially in that division, let alone in the hierarchy of the NFC. But if we're reading the good ones, I have to read the bad ones from the 469. Cowboys will start the season at 1-5. If they start at 1-5, it's time to, for whatever reason, it's time to reevaluate a whole lot of things.
Because, what are you reevaluating first?
If my quarterback was healthy the entire time and led us to 1-5.
So you're not evaluating the coach as much as you are the quarterback.
That evaluation period is done. If we're at 1-5, that decision is already made.
I assume they're saying we only beat the Giants, because I would say the start of the year, that's kind of a tougher schedule. Bucks, Bengals, Giants, Commanders, then Rams, Eagles. And the Rams and Eagles are both on the road.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could see them going 2-4 to start the year. I just have a tough time watching the Giants and Commanders at the end of last year and going,
for sure,
we can't go to New York and win. They're horrible. And then Washington is horrible on a piece of paper right now.
So you're saying if they're 1-5, you're going full Vanya, and you're just across the entire thing.
Yes,
we beat the
Bears
and the Bears, and then we're right back in it.
From the 2-1-4, Reggie, Cowboys Price is Right. Dak will throw for 400 yards in a loss to the Bucks and yell,
like a boss!
Thank you, David Murphy, for always helping out.
Now, from the 817, and I think this comes up just because whatever Mike loves sometimes agitates people.
Oh, what do I love?
Trevor Lawrence. From the 817, this will be the year that people will know that Trevor Lawrence is a bust. Man, second year already, I guess I could see it. First year wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great.
What would quantify bust? Because if they lose games and he's throwing interceptions, I could go, man, yeah, he's, I don't know how he's ever going to get out of this funk. But if they win, I don't know, 6 games?
Yeah, like we talked about, 6 or 7.
He has a better touchdown to interception ratio. I'm good with that.
I would bet this. Even Will McClay with true serum in him, all 32 general managers, Jerry doesn't count, all 32 real people who do football stuff.
You said Will McClay.
Yeah. They would take Trevor Lawrence over Dak Prescott.
You think all 32?
I think all 32.
I
think they would say his talent is far superior to Dak Prescott's. He's going to be better than Dak Prescott. Even if we think Dak Prescott is a little bit better right now, if we give Trevor Lawrence the right pieces around him, we've seen him in college, what he did. We've seen him in high school, what he did. His body, his athletic. He's more athletic than Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he's faster. He's stronger. He throws the ball better. What do Dak has maybe better leadership skills, except this dude led his team to a national championship as a freshman and led him to another national championship game. What does Dak do better than Trevor Lawrence?
I think that's a very intriguing discussion that we could have again on Monday. I predict, last prediction, Kevin, that Kirk Cousins will test positive for COVID and miss Sunday's game.
Okay, didn't that already happen?
Oh, yeah, it did. It did happen.
I thought they weren't testing anymore in the NFL.
He tested positive. He's missing Sunday's game.
I mean, so he has symptoms of finding out the game
later
in the day.
And then they test you after symptoms?
Yeah, and he's like, I can't.
Night game.
I tested positive for scared.
We can't make COVID jokes.
We're the KNC masterpiece. We can't?
We shouldn't.
It's hard, though, because you tell one, I tell one, they're infectious.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.